What's going on this morning? Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything, I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
Apologies. There's a lesson. Drink water before you start talking. How are you doing this morning, guys? It is a beautiful Wednesday, hump day. We made it through the first half of the week. Congratulations. Oh. By the lunchtime show, Natch, we're halfway to freedom. And it's Semana Santa next week. It's Easter. Oh, do you give eggs, Natch, to the baby Natches?
No, I don't.
Ah, you don't? Oh, do you celebrate Easter in any way?
No, not really. No.
Just enjoy the days off?
Yes.
With the baby Natches. That's a good thing to do. My grandma used to give chocolate eggs to everyone, all of the grandkids. Oh. How are we doing out there, folks? Tonight at 6 p.m., we have a Probo show after dark. There is no live show tomorrow morning, so just a quick reminder. Ladies and cough, says the bridge. How are you doing? So a quick reminder about that. 6 p.m. tonight, we'll be back on this Twitch channel, twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, for a Probo show after dark. And it's a good one tonight. Let's take a quick look at the audience this morning. We've got BTI, Vero, Eugene, David, or David. I'm not sure where in the world you're from, David, but welcome, welcome. The Bridge and Pedro all joining us in the live audience, along with others who have yet to say anything. Guys, if you want to join in the show and participate in all the content and have your voice heard, you should go to twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. Alternatively, if you want to vote or chat about the topics around the show, you can do that on my Instagram @professionalbohemian. Or if you want to deep dive the news articles that I talk about every day, you can do that on my Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. All right, let's get into what we have lined up for today. Some interesting topics today. I asked 100 humans today to name something that distracts people from the real issues. Nombra algo que distrae a la gente de los problemas reales, the real issues. In today's Complete the News, we'll find out what the actor Gerald Butler, do you know Gerald Butler, Natch? Yeah, the guy from 300. This is Sparta. We'll find out what the actor Gerald Butler injected himself with. You think you know, but you don't. All right. And then in today's unpopular opinion, we'll find out if professional sports, would you say deportes profesionales? Yeah. If professional sports are overvalued, sobrevalorado, by and in society. Do we overvalue the importance, or do we overvalue professional sports? Well, we'll find out more about that later on. Happy hump day, says Pedro in the chat. I used to love Easter eggs in England, says the bridge. Is Easter eggs, like chocolate eggs, not a thing here in Spain?
Not that I know. No.
Oh, wow. So it's a cultural difference. Got you. In England, it was literally the only reason kids loved Easter. School holidays and chocolate eggs, man. Bontwine Man says, good morning, Rob and friends. Vero's here. She says, good morning, beautiful warriors around the universe and beyond. All right, let's get into it, shall we? I'm here, you're here. Let's see what's going on in the world. All right, here's a good one. This is from, I think it was Fortune.com. A really fascinating deep dive into history and drawing a parallel between the US in the 1870s and the US now. I mean, the US, but as a microcosm of something we're experiencing all over the world, I think, anyway. We are essentially in a new gilded age. Estamos esencialmente en una nueva edad dorada. The Gilded Age was a period in history during the 1870s in the US. A period known for gross materialism, political corruption, kind of like a precursor to what became the Great Depression. So this article from Forbes says we are essentially in a new gilded age. As workers get laid off, CEOs and shareholders gobble up hundreds of billions in profit. Estamos esencialmente en una nueva edad dorada. Mientras los trabajadores son despedidos, los CEOs y accionistas se embolsan cientos de miles de millones en beneficios. I'm not saying give me an evil Atho, Natch. I'm just saying, you know. That was a lot.
Vaya nivel Atho.
You impressed? Was that good? Yeah, I'm getting the stoic Natch nod there. All right, thank you. So yeah, a new report from, this is all based on a new report from Oxfam. And it highlights the growing economic equality. Particularly in the US, but I think we're, you know, we're all reasonable adults and we can see that inequality rolling out here in Europe as well. Revealing that 90% of the 1.25 trillion in net profits from over 200 analyzed corporations went to wealthy shareholders, exacerbating the wealth gap. CEO pay has surged 31% from 2018 to 2022, while shareholder and CEO compensations have reached record levels post-COVID-19. God. Yeah, this is unbelievable, right? I mean, do you own any stocks and shares, Natch?
No, I don't.
No, me neither. We need to get into the game, dude. Because it seems that's where the money is. Isn't it sad that after such a global catastrophe like COVID-19, that this is the takeaway? I mean, we've seen it, right? When energy prices soared, energy companies were recording record profits whilst price gouging the consumer. And we can see it all over. Shrinkflation, reduflación, I think you say in Spanish, where you go to the supermarket, you pay the same price for less or fewer, less quantity of product. And then, or even just paying more for less in quite a lot of cases. So let's continue with this article. This disparity comes amidst widespread layoffs in sectors like finance, tech, and media, with companies like Meta announcing massive layoffs alongside substantial stock buyback plans. The report traces the roots of this inequality to policies and practices dating back to the 1970s, such as the prioritization of shareholder interests, and the decline in union membership and significant corporate tax cuts. Don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-corporation. I'm not anti-profit. In fact, you would say, you know, it would be fair to say I am a capitalist, at least when it comes to, you know, paying my taxes. You know, I do believe that those who contribute the most to a company deserve, or to, you know, the world in general, deserve the most reward for that. I mean, I suppose we'll get that into that a little bit later when we talk about professional sports, I guess. But yeah, very, very interesting article. Again, I will post the link on my Patreon. I do encourage you to read it for yourselves. Very interesting. We are essentially in a new gilded age. Edad dorada. All right, next piece of news. Here from a questionable study in my mind, but I found the article in Fortune.com. Intermittent fasting linked to 91% increase in the risk of death from heart disease. Oof. El ayuno intermitente, I think you say, right? Está vinculado a un aumento del 91% en el riesgo de muerte por enfermedades cardíacas. A recent study presented at a medical meeting and published by the American Heart Association has raised concerns about the safety of intermittent fasting, a popular weight loss method that involves limiting food intake to an 8-hour window each day. I actually find the whole concept of intermittent fasting a little weird, because I think I have always concentrated my food intake in 8 hours. Have you ever tried intermittent fasting, Natch?
No, never.
Goes completely against the Spanish kind of tradition. Like, if anything, you guys are stricter about your rules when it's time to eat. I once did, like, I obviously, like, my current partner is Spanish, and over the years I've dated other Spanish people, and it used to drive them crazy. What do you mean you're not eating breakfast? What do you mean you're not going to have lunch at 2 p.m.? Are you crazy? You're not eating dinner? It's 9 o'clock. It's dinner time. No, my stomach says no. So I'm kind of, I guess I've been inadvertently intermittent fasting most of my adult life. Are you not intermittente? So let's dive in a little bit deeper into this news. The research, which analyzed data from 20,000 adults from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, found that this form of time-restricting eating was linked to 91% increase in the risk of death from heart disease. However, bear this in mind, friends. There are critics of this study. Critics of the study have suggested that the findings might be influenced by variables such as underlying heart health conditions in the fasting group compared to the control group, who ate over a period of 12 to 16 hours. I do, again, it's an interesting article from a reputable source, fortune.com. I do encourage you to check it out for yourselves. The link will be in my Patreon in a few hours. All right, final piece of news, Natch. We're going back to the third star of the Probo Show, Mr. Elon Musk. Oh, he's here. Elon Musk says his ketamine prescription is in his investors' best interests. Elon Musk dice que su receta de ketamina está en el mayor interés de los inversores. Ketamine, Natch. Ever taken ketamine? Good boy. No, you haven't. Of course haven't. I have actually a tragic personal story with relation to ketamine. I have a sister of one of my best friends when I was a kid died of an overdose to ketamine. Left behind a young child. Really, really sad. A drug not to be messed with, but is prescribed is used as an anesthetic. And apparently, I learned today, reading this article, also used to treat depression. So Elon Musk has stated that his prescribed use of ketamine, which helps alleviate his periods of low mood, is beneficial for the interest of investors in Tesla Inc. Now you know that Elon Musk is on ketamine. Does this make a lot of his recent actions make sense? You know what I mean? In Tesla and his other ventures. In an interview with former CNN anchor Don Lemon streamed on YouTube, Musk emphasized that for Wall Street, the main concern is the execution of business strategies. He suggested that if a substance he is taking contributes to his success and effective management, it is in the best interest of his investors that he continues to use it. Elon, now I'm a little worried about him, my friend. Is this how he's dealing with his goth face? By turning Twitter into X and making it black? Is this how he's dealing with it? Through the use of ketamine? The Bridge says that would explain everything. Yeah, it would certainly go a long way to explaining a lot. Hey, Elon, try therapy, man. You know, put down. Not to mention, ketamine is an addictive substance. I think it's considered a class 3 drug in the States, a non-narcotic. It is addictive, though, apparently. The richest man in the world. I mean, doesn't that say a lot about the world we live in, my friends? All right, on that note, let's move on to today's unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Carmen's with us in the chat. She says, good morning. Feeling quite sick today, but seeing you all is my healthy drug. Oh, Carmen, thank you, thank you. You're making our day here. All right, today's unpopular opinion, today's brain fart, today's pedo-cerebral, pedo-mental, today's rayada is professional sports are overvalued, sobrevalorado, by society. Professional sports are overvalued by society. It is true that we don't tend to hail doctors. We don't tend to hail teachers. We don't tend to hail first responders, police people, fire people, with the same fervor as we do sports people. Would that be fair to say, Natch? Or am I exaggerating there? It's true. No one's talking about Fireman Sam the same way they are about Messi right now. All right. Are we looking at a certain cognitive bias, an imbalance in the way we praise people who are good at sports, but not people who actually bring value to society? Well, this is an interesting discussion, right? How do you think people voted on Instagram, Natch?
They said true.
A little or a lot?
A lot.
They did. 83% true, they said. Yeah. So, but that's Instagram. What we want to know is what you guys think in our audience. So get ready. Get your typing fingers ready. I'll be reading them in a moment. First, we'll go to the elves. And as always, friends, I thoroughly tortured the elves this morning and they provided us with some pros and cons. Let's get into them right now. In the pro column, agreeing that professional sports are overvalued by society. A significant argument is the immense financial investment in professional sports, from player salaries to stadium constructions, which some argue is disproportionate compared to the essential sectors like education, healthcare, and science. Critics contend that these resources could be better allocated to areas that have a direct impact on societal well-being and development. Yeah, I mean, God, a lot of truth to that, right? However, if I were to play devil's advocate, football draws a lot of money, right? And that's why, because of that draw, players are compensated in such a grand way. I mean, as far as I'm aware, at least, footballs aren't non-profit. Football clubs aren't non-profit organizations, right? Or are they, Natch? I don't know. You know, they are for-profit entities. You know, you pay a fortune for the kit. You know, the stars of those of these professional sports earn a fortune. But is that because they just draw a lot of attention? Could be. All right, let's get into the second point. Professional athletes are often idolized and treated like celebrities, which can lead to an overemphasis on sports as a path to success. This could potentially skew the aspirations of young individuals and overshadow the importance of academic or artistic pursuits. Yeah. Yeah, wouldn't we be living in a very different world if painters and illustrators were as lauded as football stars, or tennis stars, or Formula One stars? If scientists and academics and scholars were regarded as highly as a professional sports person, it would be a very different world indeed, I think. Pedro says, I fully agree, it's disproportionate and moves a lot of money. Let's continue here. Final point in the pro column, the promotion of unhealthy behaviours. Although sports themselves can promote health and fitness, the culture around professional sports can sometimes promote unhealthy behaviours, such as excessive consumption of alcohol, gambling, and aggressive fanaticism. Particularly where I come from, in England, we've seen a lot of hooliganism, is the word. Yes, you know, you go to the pub on a Sunday, you consume a lot of alcohol, you know, a little bit of gambling. I mean, we tend to act like professional sports is only a positive influence. But is it? When we scratch the surface and dig just a little bit deeper? All right, let's get into the cons now, saying no. Professional sports hold significant value for society. Let's dig in. Professional sports can foster a sense of community and belonging among fans, uniting people across different backgrounds and cultures. They can provide a source of local pride and shared identity, strengthening social bonds. It's true. I mean, how many things are as cross-generational as sports? You know? where a grandfather and a grandson can enjoy together at the same level. Multi-generational, it crosses generational boundaries. It's true. And a lot of people derive a sense of identity through their following of a certain sports club. And that's, there is an importance to that, you know, to feel anchored to the world. Next point, economic benefit. Professional sports can drive economic development, create jobs, generate tourism, and stimulate local economies. From the construction of stadiums to the day of game sales, basically tickets, merchandise, food, sports can be a significant economic engine. It's true. My second cousin is coming to visit me relatively soon. His first thing that he wants to visit, he said, he wants to do a tour of the Bernabeu. And I was like, really? Seriously? You're coming to Madrid? That's what you want to see? But, you know, I kind of get it. I actually learned quite a bit from the documentary series Welcome to Wrexham, the importance a lot of people culturally place on these teams. Anyway, next point, let's get into it. Athletes can serve as powerful role models, demonstrating the values of hard work, perseverance, and teamwork. Young people in particular may find inspiration in the dedication and discipline of professional athletes, which can motivate them in their own lives. A lot of truth to that, right? When we were kids, it was Michael Jordan was the number one. We bought our Nike Air Jordan sneakers. We all learned a little bit about basketball. So there is a lot of truth to that too. And final point here, the cultural and global exchange that is given to us thanks to sports. Professional sports play a significant role in cultural exchange and global interaction. International competitions like the Olympics or World Cup foster global unity and understanding through shared love and respect for sports. See, a lot more of a nuanced discussion than appeared on the surface. Me personally, I am not into sports. I don't derive any pleasure or any cultural identity from a team or a particular sport or anything. However, over the years, I've become more sensitive that other people do. So perhaps my opinion, though valid, is not 100% true. Again, this is what this show's about, not being right, but hearing out other opinions. All right, let's take a quick dive into the chat and see what people are saying. All right. Get well soon, says Vero to Paul Cameron, who's not feeling well. Eugene says, true, I never watch professional sports events. Yeah, me neither. Not the Olympics, not football. When I was young, I used to watch snooker with my grandfather. That was it. I think that's the, and occasionally darts. Vero says, yeah, this is a bit of an insight into my poor physical health. All right. Vero says, true. What should be more important is grassroots sports. Once the athlete becomes a professional, he or she goes from being interested in his or her discipline to being more interested in the money to be made from sports. It's true. Like 100 years ago, sports was a part-time thing. Professional sports practically didn't exist. You know, you were an accountant, and then in the evening, you played football. All right, let's continue. Pedro says, yeah, he fully agrees that it's disproportionate. On the other hand, the active life of a sportsman is too short compared to other professions, and in most cases, it does not pay off. Time and money invested. There is only one Messi, right? But there are hundreds and hundreds of footballers. So yeah, it is an inspiration, you know, success stories like that. But does it really reflect the amount of success you personally will have in a career dedicated to sports? Let's continue. Pedro continues. For example, most football professionals can hardly make enough money. You really have to be in the first league to make a lot of money. Another example, you can only make a living out of tennis if you are among the top 100 in the world, and it takes full-time dedication to get there and lots of money. True story, another true story, for the amount of equipment and training, quite often, it's inaccessible to poorer people or poorer communities. Anyway, we have more comments in the chat to read. We've got more comments that were sent to me via Instagram. My God, friends. We've got an amazing show. Don't forget, tonight, 6 p.m., I'll be back again for a Probo Show After Dark. But right now, I'm going to post a poll in the chat. Are professional sports overvalued by society? I know what I think, but what I'm interested in is what you guys think. So the poll will be there. Please vote. All right, friends, a lot of things you could have been doing this morning. An infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you soon. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. If you just tuned in, my God, you've missed a good one, guys. We spoke about... we spoke on an interesting article from Fortune I came across today. We are essentially in a new Gilded Age. The Gilded Age being a period in history from around the 1870s to the early 20th century that saw political corruption and gross materialism seen as a precursor to what became the Great Depression. We're seeing basically a new Gilded Age. Fascinating read. I do recommend that to you. The link to all these posts will be in my Patreon later. We saw a study with regards to intermittent fasting, ayuno intermitente, that says that it's been linked to a 91% increase in the risk of death from heart disease. Oof. There are critics to this study, so before you just go ahead and start binge eating, read the article, but it is also a good read from fortune.com. And then we got into, during an interview with Don Lemon, the former CNN anchor, Elon Musk said that his ketamine prescription is in his investors' best interests. Yeesh, Elon, go home, you're drunk. I don't know. I mean, look, I don't want to kind of poo-poo anyone who's taking medication to overcome depression. But he didn't say that he suffers from depression. He says he uses it for his low moods. Natch and I have been in a low mood for the last goddamn 3 months. We're not on ketamine. Right, Natch? At least I'm not. No. Right, okay. Good to know. If you ever do, let me know. Get me some. All right, then we got onto today's unpopular opinion, which was fascinating and nuanced discussion, more so than before. We have tackled the issue of sports before, but we haven't really dove into a lot of the nuance around it. Today, professional sports are overvalued by society. I posted the poll in the chat. The poll is now over. Thank you all for voting. We've got a lot of votes today. Thank you. All right, so let's get a little bit more into this. I want to turn the attention now. Sorry to put the spotlight on you, my friend, but Natch, what do you think about this? Are professional sports overvalued by society?
I think I cannot be objective today.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I love, at least football.
Mm-hmm.
So... For me, I'm one of those that overvalue football. Yeah. So, although the professional part is maybe the worst part of football, but it's necessary to create like fans and to create the love for sport.
Up to what extent is that self-perpetuating though? Because if there weren't people who were just obsessive over football, I suppose you could say that about anything. If there weren't people obsessive about art, art would eventually die off. Yeah. And you know what, Natch? I absolutely, none of us need yours or anyone's apologies for being carried away with our own opinion. That's what the show is all about. You know, there are no such thing as, you know, there is objective truth in the world. 2 + 2 = 4. Everything else is up for debate, my friends. All right. So let's dig into some more comments that I received with regards to this. You guys are on fire today in the audience. Vero says, I've only attended a football match once. It was at the Vicente Calderon Stadium 25 years ago. Atletico de Madrid lost 1-0 against Borussia Dortmund. Never heard of him. Nachi's nodding, so he's with you. I attended one football match too in my life. I went to see Bradford City play at the Valley Parade Stadium in Bradford. It was terrifying. I was young, and hooligans were around at that time. It was terrifying. like all through my life, my grandfather, my other male kind of role models, male figures in the family tried to elicit an interest in sports in me, and it just, you know, I'm not big on competition sports. I'm just not. I love watching collaborations. I love competing, but just watching it for me misses the mark. However, over the years, I've grown in appreciation for those people who do. And I've kind of gone out of my way to try and understand that fanaticism, that love of the game and your particular club. I've gone out of my way to try and understand it. And I think I've reached a level of understanding, which is why today's show is a little more nuanced. And when we've spoken about sports in the past, I think. All right, let's continue. True, says Carmen. I absolutely agree with all the reasons you are giving. The Bridge says, I share your opinion, Rob. I don't indulge, but I recognize the benefits to others. Sam says, I was in that game too. No way. Vero and Sam, they were together at that football match 25 years ago when they were both 1 year old. Merry Christmas. Let's continue. Vero says, really? I went with my father and my uncle. My uncle died some months later. Ah, sorry for your loss, Vero. Yes, I am in bed doing my yoga, says the Bridge. Natch, how do you feel about that shit? Bridge is doing the yoga while listening. You know what I mean? Who needs rhythm for yoga? Elon, go home. You're on ketamine, says the Bridge. Oh, Nivela, can we get a probo approved for the Bridge?
Probo approved.
Go home, Elon. You're on ketamine. I did get a bunch of messages on Instagram as well with this. You guys on fire recently with the to and fro with the show, so I really greatly appreciate that. KNDY says, yes and no. While for a lot of people that obsess over professional sports, I can see how they could be seen as a distraction. However, you can still be aware of what's going on in the world and still enjoy letting off steam under the guise of sport. And it brings a lot of people together to form strong societal bond. One of a few which still remains true. I mean, if anything, that bond created in around a professional sport in Bradford, where I'm from, it's football and rugby, a little bit cricket, I guess, but not as certainly not as powerful as rugby and football. It's a societal bond. Quite often when people meet me, the first thing that they ask me about, me being British, is what football team I support. And they start reeling off facts and figures and dates for football matches that just leave me clueless. But one thing that does say to me is that it is such a cornerstone, such a touch point among people across cultural boundaries, that it is something important, right? Nessa says, society for some reason insists on seeing professional athletes as gods. It wasn't like that before. I think it has to do with brand image and what goes on or goes with it, fame and money. I don't know, just a thought. Thank you, Nessa. Elena, first-time writer to the show, says, it's a bit of a mixed bag. While I appreciate sports for promoting teamwork, our schools are desperately underfunded. Wow. Yeah. I mean, look, can't agree with that logic, right? But is your school, okay, this is going to sound really harsh, all right, but sometimes I have to play devil's advocate, guys. Is your school bringing in as much money as a professional sports team? Is it, oof. Yeah, I mean, you could say yeah, because all those students go out and get into the workforce and do generate a lot of income. I don't know what the solution to this is, guys. We can go back and forth forever. But thank you, Elena, for sending me that message. Terry, look, sports is a big business, bringing jobs and fans to cities. True story. Again, my second cousin. First thing he wants to do, he's coming to Madrid with his girlfriend. First thing he wants to do, he wants to see the Bernabeu. Leo says, I get where you're coming from, but you can't overlook the positive impact sports inspire kids, teach teamwork, and keep them off the streets. Oh, really? I mean, is that all it does? Does it also promote a little bit, you know? And where do you watch football? When you're not at home, you're in a pub drinking to excess, usually, right? No? Not all the time, but it can happen. Gambling can happen around professional sports. We tend to laud the benefits and forget about the little things that kind of detract from the positivity. I mean, again, in everything, there are positive and negative aspects. Just trying to be devil's advocate here. Finally, we'll leave off with Mia. Honestly, we pour too much into professional sports. Imagine that cash went into green spaces or community projects. Yeah. All right, so there you go. Those are some comments from the chat. Let's see what you guys thought, okay? So the topic up for debate was professional sports are overvalued by society. You guys said 76% true. The bridge here says, cricket in Bradford? Really? Yeah. Believe. Cricket, I grew an appreciation for. Even though I never watched it and I never played. Because it's a trash sport. I don't get it. I don't understand. It's like baseball, but not as fun. So anyway, cricket was one of the sports where the Indian community and the white community came together and played together, and there was a lot of fun and respect. Bradford at that time was a tumultuous place with lots of race relation problems, and cricket was a point of contact between two groups of different races that was very respectful, and I loved that aspect of it. I did participate a little bit in cricket. I mean, it wasn't ever a very, very big deal. There was a small community of people that loved it. I don't know what it's like now, but yeah, cricket in Bradford, believe it or not. All right, we are talking like over 20 years ago, so give me a break, guys. All right, so 76% true there in the poll today. How do we leave off? First of all, let's see what Carmen said. Carmen said, it's interesting how you can make me change my mind sometimes in the show. And I suspect it's because we give our opinions very politely and most of all, not interrupting each other or shouting, as we often see in political debates and TV shows. I'm afraid people should take discussion lessons in their life. Very necessary. Cricket is to baseball what pounds are to euros. It's that that's the way they are. So, yeah, here we go. Yeah, thank you for that comment, Cameron. That's entirely what the show is about. I know I elicit quite a lot of negative reactions with regards to the opinions that I give and that I share. But in some way, if I'm not doing that, I'm not doing my job properly, you know? There is a space, and there needs to be a space where people can express their opinions freely without being judged, you know? And I don't mind being the bad guy. It's my favorite role. So let's get into this. Professional sports. Now, whereas through the last maybe 43 years, I have been kind of like, I would poo-poo the idea of professional sports and the amount of weight we place on it in a society. You know, wow, imagine that money went into green spaces, as Mia said, or we invested that money in education. Imagine what a different world it would be. Sadly, people aren't as interested or entertained by education as they are by professional sports. Yeah, I mean, in the past, I've drawn comparisons between the Roman Colosseum games and professional sports. Look over here while the political class does something else. But is it really so cut and dry? People derive a real sense of community. Not me, but people do. And just because I don't derive that sense of community, but just because I don't enjoy these athletes, just because I don't particularly derive a lot of inspiration from professional athletes, does that mean everybody else can't? It's not often I would stand here and defend something I truly don't enjoy, but I'm here defending people that I respect that do. For example, the Natch and a ton of other people who are enamored by professional sports, do see it as an inspiration, is something they can share with other generations without being impeded by age. You know, people come together every Sunday for that football match and they can do it across age groups, across racial, religious boundaries, and share that experience in a positive way. Isn't that something we should have more of in society? Is it overvalued? It earns a lot of money, but value can be derived in so many different ways. And on that note, Grandpa Bo would say, Rob, that's just your opinion, and opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one, and they all stink. Let's move on to today's 100 Humans. Oh my God, friends, it was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. Today's question was, name something that distracts people from real issues. Nombra algo que distrae a la gente de los problemas reales. I asked them that question, they gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top 7 answers. Your job in the audience is to identify those top 7 answers. All right, my friends. Woo! Let's see what people in the chat are saying. I live next to a cricket green. My village was in Enfield Green, says the bridge. Nice. Carmen says, oh my God, so moving. Thank you. Beautifully explained, Rob, says Pedro. Thank you. Oh my God. Don't give me so many compliments, man. You make me blush. You don't want to see a bald man blush. I look like a tomato. All right, anyway. As always, friends, we will go to the Oracle for the first answer. All right, Natch, what do you think? Name something that distracts people from real issues.
Professional sports.
Professional sports. Sports. Mm. Is it there? Sports. Yes, it is. Well done, Natch. It's not number one, though. It's not number one. It's the 4th most popular answer, with 13 of 100 humans saying sports distract people from real issues. Problemas reales. All right. A big thank you to Izzy, Rafelka, Raz, Vero, Gemma, Nuria. Who else? Carlos, Juan Carlos Vera, Nessa, Vanessa, Pilar. That's all, folks. Materia Oscura, GDE Andres. Thelia, Anakasan, Carmen, all for your opinions on Instagram. Some good ones. Some very, very good ones, actually. All right. Let's take a look at the audience, see what they're saying. TV, says Sam. Television. Woo! Yeah, Izzy agrees with that, as does Rafelka, Juan Carlos Vera in the chat. They all say television as well. Is television there? Televisión. Yes, it is. Well done, friends. 2nd most popular answer, Sam, with 19 of 100 humans saying television. Television is a distraction from real issues. All right. Social networks, says Pedro. Social networks. Thelia here in chat says social media on top. Is she right? Is it the number one thing that distracts us from real issues? Social media. Rosa, aka Raz, also says social networks. Is it there? Yes, it is, friends. Well done. And a big congratulations to Thelia. It is the number one answer. Woo. 29 of 100 humans say social media distracts people from real issues. Wow, wow, wow. So Sam and Pedro both said social media. Well done. The bridge says, better a tomato than a kiwi. Yeah, true story. Although I would love to have a fluffy head of hair like a kiwi. That would be lovely. The mobile phone. Your mobile phone. Yeah. Oof. No, I can't give it to you, Sam. Good answer, but I can't give it to you. Eugene here has an interesting answer. being getting a bit of an insight from Russia. It says patriotism. Patriotism is a distraction from real issues. Patriotism is usually derived from something. I want you to think about what that something is. You hear me talking about it as a class, something we quite often read about in the news, but what is it? Something we very rarely cover on this show. Do you know what it is, Natch? What I'm talking about? No. Okay. Well, I'm going to leave it there. You guys can think on. Sam already has the answer. She's quick off the ball. She says, politics. Is politics there? Yes, it is. Well done. Politics distracts people from real issues, said the 100 humans. Fifth place, 7 of 100 humans. Interesting to me because politics is all issues. Isn't politics one of the real issues? Fascinating. Some interesting answers here. Patriotism is not nationalism, says Pedro. I think they're highlighting what's the current situation in Russia there. So yeah, quite a lot of truth. Pedro said pornography. We also have racism. We have money. We have traditions all in the chat. Good answers. Sadly, they're not there. Let me see if anyone on the in the Instagram audience has covered any of the answers. We have got, thank you, by the way, guys. Those of you who interact outside of the show, you're doing great job. A great answer here is materialism from Nessa. Great answer. It's not there, but a very, very good answer. Nuryatam, the only person, said gossip. Chismes, would you say? Chismeo. No, come on. How do you say it? Chismecho. Come on, Nacho. Save me.
Chismes, this is good. Chismorreo.
Chismorreo, yeah. That's the one. I just said chiswee, didn't I? Chismorreo, gossip. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done to to Nuryatam on Instagram. Okay, there are two more left, friends. Two more left. Okay, we have traditions, betting like the lottery. We have religion in the chat. All great answers. Not there. I'm going to give you a few clues. The Oscars is a good example of this. The Oscars. People want to become one of these. You know? They just want to become one. It used to be we wanted to be firemen, doctors. Now we want to be this. The Oscars have this on display. This type of person. What is the type of person that's a distraction from the real issues, Natch?
Famous people.
Famous people. Stars, says Rafelka. Celebs, says Sam. Celebrities, Pedro. Is celebrities there? Celebridades. Yes, it is. Well done. On fire. Final one here. It's not movies. It's not literature. It's another form of media, relatively new in terms of the media that we consume, much more interactive than most media. In fact, so interactive, you need a special control to play them. What am I talking about, Natch?
Video games!
Well done. All right, let's very quickly go through the list. I asked 100 humans to name things that distract people from real issues. In position number
7,
we had celebrities. In position number
6,
video games. In position number
5,
politics. In position number
4,
deportes, sports. Well done. In position number
3,
gossip, chismorreo. Right, Natch? Thank you, my profi over there. In position number
2,
television. And finally, in position number
1,
we have social media. Well done. My God. All right, time for the final section. We have to go very, very quickly. It is Complete the News.
Complete the News.
All right, here's Complete the News. I'm going to give you a real news headline, but I'm going to leave out some important information. This time it's from The Guardian. You will complete the news using the three options I give you. All you have to write is A, B, or C. Here we go. Gerard Butler, He's a famous actor, starring in 300 and various other films. All right, Gerard Butler. I inject myself with blank, or I injected myself with blank. Me inyecté con blank, and I ended up in hospital. Y terminé en el hospital. Is it A, aloe vera juice, jugo or zumo, I don't know, de aloe vera? Is it B, tiger blood, sangre de tigre? Or is it C, bee venom, veneno de abeja? Woo! I injected myself with blank and ended up in hospital. Me inyecté con blank y terminé en el hospital. From Gerard Butler. But what is it? A, B, or C? A, aloe vera juice, jugo de aloe vera. Is it B, tiger blood, or C, sangre de tigre, or C, veneno de abeja? What do you think, Natch?
A.
I think A, aloe vera juice. Yeah, the chat is kind of with you. Yeah, it's a tie between A and C. Oh my God, guys. All right, well, let's see. Okay, A and C. Natch says A. Okay, let's get into it, friends. All right, Gerard Butler ended up in hospital because he injected himself with... It is, yes, it is, bee venom. Veneno de abeja. Gerard Butler experienced anaphylactic shock after injecting himself with bee venom, a treatment he tried to alleviate muscle ache after long stunt sessions for his movie Geostorm. There you go, my friends. Oh my God, what a show. Don't miss part two of today's Probo shows this evening at 6 p.m. on this channel. If you're watching live, it is twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. If you're a radio listener, you will not hear that show, so become a podcast angelic being and catch it tomorrow morning. Friends, so many things you could have been doing this morning. An infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you next time.